The girl in the yellow sari, she was amazed by the taxi car. I think she was like me, and she had never seen such a big and new and shining white car. She walked all around it and stroked her hands across its surfaces, and she said, She was still holding the empty see-through bag. She took one hand off the bag and traced the letters on the back of the car with her finger. She spoke their names very slowly and carefully, the way she had learned them in the detention center. She said, F-O-R-D. Fod. Then she got to the front of the car and she looked at the headlights and she blinked. She put her head on one side and then she put it straight again. And she looked the car in the eyes and giggled. The taxi driver watched her all this time. Then he turned back to the rest of us girls and the expression on his face was like a man who had just realized he has swallowed a hand grenade because he thought it was a plum. "Your friend's not right in the head," he said. Yvette poked me in the stomach with her elbow. "You better do de talking, lil bug," she whispered. I looked at the taxi driver. "We are the champions," was still playing on his stereo, very loud. I realized I needed to tell the taxi driver something that showed him we were not refugees. I wanted to show that we were British and we spoke your language and understood all the subtle things about your culture. Also, I wanted to make him happy. This is why I smiled and walked up to the open window and said to the taxi driver, "Hello, I see that you are a cock." I do not think the driver understood me. The sour expression on his face became even worse. He shook his head from side to side very slowly. He said, "Don't they teach you monkeys any manners in the jungle?" And then he drove away very quickly, so that the tires of his taxi squealed like a baby when you take its milk away. The four of us girls, we stood and watched the taxi disappearing back down the hill. The cows to the left of the road and the sheep to the right of the road, they watched it too. Then they went back to eating the grass, and we girls went back to sitting on our heels. The wind blew, and the rolls of razor wire rattled on the top of the fence. The shadows of small high clouds drifted across the countryside.